Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton gave her acceptance speech last night at the party's convention in Philadelphia. Both her and her husband Bill have a Connecticut connection. In his speech earlier this week, Bill Clinton talked about how they met at Yale Law School back in 1971. WSHU's Davis Donovan got some comments about the Clintons from the Yale Law School community.
Harold Coe is a professor at Yale Law School. He says a lot of professors tell their students the story of the Clintons' first date at the Yale Art Gallery. When Bill picked up Hillary for the date, he didn't know the gallery was closed.
They met a custodian who was coming out the back door, and Bill Clinton offered to pick up some trash for him if he would let them in the back way, and then they would let themselves out. So they went and spent the whole time inside the art gallery.
Walter Wagner was a classmate of Hillary Clinton in the early 1970s. He's had a law practice in New Haven ever since then. Wagner remembers how in their student days, Hillary Clinton would take the edge off tense discussions about civil rights and equality.
Those were very, very tumultuous years in the law school. In comes Hillary, and she was a real sweetheart.
Wagner and Clinton served in student government and worked together at a law clinic. He says he never got to know Bill, but he always liked Hillary.
You hear people say, Hillary's the ice lady, she's got a cold personality. When I see her on TV, it brings back all those memories. I can see exactly that same Hillary that I met and worked with when she was in her early 20s. And as far as I'm concerned, it looks like the girl I met.
If Clinton wins in November, she'll become the third Yale Law School grad to become president after her husband and Gerald Ford. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.